Tech Thursday with Bird and Bird, an international law firm driving the transformation of legal services in Ireland.
Andy O'Donoghue is with us as ever. And before we get to the foldables, tell us about some new iPad products that have been announced by Apple.
It's the first new iPad in quite a while, Matt. It's a couple of years, really. And an interesting kind of lineup in what they've done. We have a new iPad Pro and a redesigned 11-inch and 13-inch iPad Air. And iPad Pro, of course, is really aimed at kind of creative professionals or power users. But it is absolutely a powerhouse of technology. Available in 256 gigabytes is the smallest memory configuration available, but it goes right up to 2 terabytes. Now, there's an 11-inch and a 13-inch version of the iPad Pro. For the 11-inch, 1229. For the 13-inch, it's 1579. They're expensive, but they really are impressive. And they're powered by Apple's fastest chip, the M4 chip. So exceptional performance. You can get them with 5G connectivity. They have Face ID. They have ProRes 4K video recording. A really impressive camera. And, of course, a beautiful display. That's the Pro version.
Yeah, give us something cheaper, will you?
Well, the 11-inch iPad Air has also got an update. It, of course, has 12 megapixel front camera powered by the M2, so good performance. It's got Touch ID, and it's got these very clever landscape stereo speakers. So if you're watching a movie, you get that kind of nice surround sound effect. Of course, it's now got the USB-C connector, which is useful. And they run from 729 for the 11-inch to 979 for the 13-inch. Now, they're the new iPads, but what this has caused Apple to do is they've adjusted the price on the regular iPad, which is now a much more affordable 449. So, big announcement from Apple. People weren't really expecting it. Long time since they've made a change like this, but a very good lineup for them coming into the autumn, say.
Okay, and then what about a much cheaper alternative, the Remarkable 2?
The Remarkable 2 is priced at just under 300 euros, and it's really a tablet alternative, and it has this nice big 10-inch display, and it actually does feel like paper. So many of your listeners will be, say, familiar with something like the Amazon Kindle. Kind of feels like that or looks like it, but it does handwriting to text conversion, and you write with a pencil on it, and it converts your writing into text. And I have to say, I really like it. It's completely what I like about it. It has this kind of distraction-free design. There's no emails popping in. There's none of that stuff going on. Really good note-taking capabilities. And it really is kind of designed for probably professionals rather than students who like the traditional writing experience but need digital storage. And when you write and your text or your writing is converted to text, you can save it in the cloud. It's very clever. And some people might like that kind of cross between digital and traditional analog technology.
Okay, and I see you're also interested in a new Google Pixel 8a. What's this?
I just got the new Pixel 8a, and this is absolutely a 5-star phone. Retails, Google have it on their store for $499, and it'll be in the shops for the same. And the Google Pixel 8 is the latest sort of model in their lineup. And currently there's the Pro and the regular Pixel 8. This is a smaller one, so it's the 8A. It just has a 6.1-inch display, but it's HD. It's an OLED display powered by the Google Tensor G3. But what they've done is they've brought the features from the higher-end phone, and I use a Google Pixel 8 Pro, and they've brought those features into this phone. So it's mid-price, but it is absolutely superb. And already, I've only had it for about a week, and it is the standout of mid-level Android phones.
Okay, now you also love, I think, the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5, the first of our folding products.
And this is truly, Matt, the only phone that I have ever used that changed my life. And
come on, changed your life? What do you mean by that, Andy?
Sounds like a dramatic statement. But this is a very fancy Samsung Galaxy, and looks like a regular Galaxy phone, but it folds into this huge 7.6-inch AMOLED foldable display. And it comes with an S Pen. Mine came with an S Pen on the back, powered by the Snapdragon 8, so it's very fast. But Matt, it is absolutely breathtaking, because what it means is I can work on a spreadsheet, I can work on a Word doc, as well as getting my email. And instead of answering emails on a phone with a small keyboard, I have almost a full-size keyboard. It means I no longer bring my Amazon Kindle with me. I read on the Samsung Galaxy now. And it absolutely made me more productive, and it also allowed me to leave a couple of devices at home. I love it. It's expensive. Right now it's on offer for about €1,800, but if you're a tech enthusiast, a multitasker, or a road warrior, the phone for you.
Okay, let's have a look at some of the other things you have for us. You've got a new Nokia 32010.
Well, this is, I think it's a little bit too late for this, but this is the 3210 from Nokia. And literally, I think it was 1999 that many of us were using the 3210s. And this is kind of a retro phone that's been updated with some modern features. And it is very attractive. I mean, it's very quaint and incredibly well priced. I think it's €80. So you have this classic design with the modern updates. It has 4G. It has an updated version of the Snake game, which is fantastic, and a battery that it'll do you probably for most of the week. Who would buy it? If you're a minimalist, a nostalgia lover, or you just need a second phone, fantastic. I hope Nokia, the new HMD Nokia company, do well with this. But if it rings a bell of nostalgia, it's worth looking at.
Okay, listener says, currently texting off the Fold 4, an excellent piece of work kit. You have another tablet for us, but an Android one, this time the OnePlus Pad.
This is worth a mention, and I have used some of OnePlus's phones, and they're really good. They tend to be high-end phones, but they make a tablet that's one of the best Android tablets that I've ever seen. Retails for about €480. It's 11.5-inch screen. It has a 2K display with 144Hz refresh rate. What that means is it's crystal clear, vibrant, and gives you a lovely high-definition effect. Comes with 8GB of RAM, 128GB of storage, and has a decent camera, but it is a real high-performance Android tablet, and so many of them tend to be cheap and miserable, to be honest. However, the OnePlus Pad 480, same price as the new iPad, but a superb Android tablet.
Okay, and then you have a very expensive foldable computer.
And this is, so there are really good foldable computers, and of course Microsoft have in their Surface range have some, and HP make excellent foldables. But the Asus ZenBook 17 Fold is one of the most remarkable computers that I've seen in the last few years. It is a very hefty price tag, probably about €3,500.
Jeez, what you get for that?
Well, it is so impressive, Matt. It's got a big screen, 17.5-inch foldable OLED display. It's very high spec screen, and it has a 12.5-inch laptop mode, so kind of the same size as your iPad Air. Powered by an Intel Core i7, up to 16 gigabytes of RAM, so it tears through tasks. However, it comes with a Dolby Atmos quad speaker system, and the entire computer folds out and it turns into one huge screen. It is as innovative as it is versatile. It has the functionality of a big tablet, but it has the functionality of a small laptop. It is wickedly expensive, but it is truly beautifully designed and fabulous to use.
Who's it for?
Ideally, it's going to be, you know, I mentioned the road warrior type. It is for those sort of people. It's not for gamers. It doesn't have that sort of graphics card in it, but it's for tech savvy people for sure. But it really is for professionals who need high performance computing, and maybe creatives who need that big screen for showing off presentations or movie edits or something like that. If you get one at work and you don't have to pay for it, we would all take it home gladly.
I think that's the key thing. If you get one at work and don't have to pay for it, how heavy is it to lug around the place?
It's not that heavy. It's got and funnily enough, not that heavy. But it's still got a decent enough battery, and so it's got the Thunderbolt ports, got four USB ports, and a 3.5 millimeter audio jack. So it's really comprehensive. It really is. If anybody is in an electronic store, it's worth checking out because it's even lovely to look at.
Okay, I'm just going to throw you one off the cuff and just think immediately of this. If you buy a laptop or an iPad or whatever, how much should you spend on a protective bag for it?
I think if you've spent €1,000 or more, you know, you're getting into kind of higher end laptops, what should you pay for a case? Something from Urban Armour will cost you, you know, between 80 and €120. I'm not saying you should spend 10% of the price, but to buy really good protection for a laptop is probably €100. And the key thing is protecting the corners, because when if it's open and it hits the floor, that's what cracks the screen. So you need to look for something like from Urban Armour, where you've got plastic around the sides that will protect your screen. But €100 should do it.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you as ever for Tech Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.